And now it's time for Back Talk, where we highlight conversations happening on our blog. Early last week, we did a story on the controversy surrounding Ken Burns' latest documentary on World War II. Some activists had become concerned that the contributions of Latino soldiers had been overlooked. After a substantial public outcry, Ken Burns agreed to work in additional material to reflect the Latino experience. We featured a filmmaker who adamantly opposed the changes and a Latino scholar who argued in favor of them. Robert in San Francisco found himself torn by the whole question.
I have to admit, I'm somewhat conflicted about this one. Yes, Ken Burns has a right to do a film the way he envisions it. And Latinos have a right to protest for inclusion, but at what cost to Ken Burns' artistic freedom? As an African American, I do understand the feeling of being left out of history, especially if it makes one's people invisible to the large society. At some point, a group must make a stand.
Later the same day, we did a piece on the Mormon Church's efforts to reach out to the African-American and urban communities. Some took issue with the piece and the suggestion that blacks had been banned from the church since its early days. So let's clarify. Until 1978, people of African descent were granted general membership, but were denied the priesthood to which most men are eligible. In other words, blacks were denied full membership until 1978. Steve, one of our more faithful bloggers, had this to contribute. The Black and Mormon segment was particularly interesting to me since I'm Mormon, a white one. On a side note, Mormonism and cultural heritage are interesting. Having lived in several states in the country, Australia and Mexico, I've had the opportunity to see how different Mormons blend their heritage with the religion. He closes by adding his observation that the line between doctrine and culture is very thin. Moving along, we resurrected a conversation we did in our piloting phase on white mothers and black sons. It generated a lot of feedback and prompted many to reflect on their own experiences with racial and cultural identity. Here's a post from Cheryl. I'm a fair-skinned black woman with a fairer-skinned black mother who looks white and a father who is light brown. Since a child in school, I had been taunted about being what I was not and did not consider myself to be at all, white. I would continuously get the question, is your mother white, and become frustrated explaining it. I can only imagine how my mother felt. Cheryl goes on to write, call this closed-minded, but I was raised as black, having been through issues that only another black person experiencing firsthand can truly feel. And though there is definitely a large percentage of white in me, it honestly does not mean anything to me. At the end of the day, I'm black in a white world. Thank you, Cheryl, for sharing your story. Finally, last week, marked down my grade with a big red pen on a piece about one young man's unusual reason for wanting to win the National Spelling Bee. I was testing him in a nice way, and I got the definition of one of the words wrong, the word Australopithecus. David was careful to point this out, he writes. Australopithecus is not a dinosaur, as Ms. Martin said when talking with the Spelling Bee contestant this morning. Australopithecus is a human ancestor, an extinct hominid that lived in Africa some 2 to 4 million years ago. Not that I know what a hominid is either, but hey, at least I got the pronunciation right. Thanks for setting me straight, David. Remember, we invite you to join the conversation by visiting our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. We'll meet you there. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News.